From Mark 8, 11 to 21. The Pharisees came and began to question Jesus. To test him, they asked him for a sign from heaven. He sighed deeply and said, "Why does this generation ask for a miraculous sign? I tell you the truth, no sign will be given to it." Then he left them, got back into the boat and crossed to the other side. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, except for one loaf they had with them in the boat. "Be careful," Jesus warned them. "Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod." They discussed this with one another and said, "It is because we have no bread." Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked them, "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see, and ears but fail to hear? And don't you remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up?" 12, they replied. "And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up?" They answered, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?"
Hello? It's working. Okay. So, Jesus talks about bread a lot. "Watch out, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." And they began discussing with one another the fact that they had no bread. And Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why are you discussing the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear?" Hang a minute. No. Okay. Hang on, Jesus. I understand. I'm with you. Okay. Leaven, bread. The Pharisees, the things that they do and say are kind of dangerous. And those things can have a huge impact on the whole community. So just like the leaven kind of has an effect on the bread, so the Pharisees can have an effect on the whole community, and that's dangerous. Okay, I'm with you. I get it. I understand. But do you not remember? Remember what? "When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of pieces, broken pieces, did you take up?" 12, but what's that got to do with the Pharisees? What? And of the seven for the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up? Well, 7, but again, what's that? Hang on, what? That's not what you were talking about. What's going on here? Do you not yet understand? Nope. I was with you, but no. Oh no, I really don't think I do. The disciples are famous for being confused. They get confused most of the time. And I can't blame them. I really can't. They try and set up a tent at the top of a mountain. They wake Jesus up and panic when there's a storm. And Jesus spends a lot of his time frustrated with them, it seems. The Gospels narrate so many stories where Jesus says, "Come on, just stick with me. It's not hard." And they're all going, "Yes, it is." And I'm with them for most of the time, particularly here. I find this passage really difficult to deal with, and just hard to see what Jesus is getting at, really. I'm going to make a suggestion, as you're probably not surprised. But it is just a suggestion, and one thing that Jesus may be wanting to communicate here. The first thing where the Pharisees come to him and seek a sign to test him, I think a good understanding of that is to do with motives. The question here is the Pharisees have the wrong motives when they seek a sign. They want to test him, and they don't genuinely want the sign for their good and for the good of the community and of God's kingdom. And later on, when Jesus refers back to the the number of broken of baskets full of broken pieces that they collected, Jesus, I think, is communicating something of provision about how the Lord will provide. And also, there are suggestions from commentators in fairly boring books who talk about the significance of the numbers 12 and 7. And I think all these things are good. But I'm going to make a slightly different suggestion today. And the word mundane is going to be kind of important. The word mundane kind of means boring. But it also used to mean something closer to worldly. So mundane is normal and worldly. And I think Jesus here is talking about the mundane becoming extraordinary. So when the Pharisees come to Jesus and they seek a sign from heaven to test him, they're looking for more than Jesus himself. They want something else, something beyond him. I think something of the point of this story is that Jesus is the sign and that there's no more than Jesus that's needed. But in many ways, Jesus was normal. Jesus was a man. He ate, drank, slept, made furniture. So much so that when he preached to the people from his hometown, they all said, who is this guy? Who do you think he is? I've got an armchair he made in my front room, and now he's trying to tell me how to live. But the point is, Jesus is normal, but he's so much more than that. And in Jesus, it exemplifies the way that God takes the normal things, the natural things of this world, and makes them so much more. Jesus is man, but he's also redeemer and reconciler. And I think it would have been a lot less confusing if Jesus had said to the disciples, look out for the Pharisees. The things that they say are incredibly powerfully delivered. Their rhetoric is very, very good and convincing. And I recognize that there's something so tempting about the things that they say, so attractive about the legalism, because you know exactly where you are and what you have to do. There's something attractive about being seen for being legalistic and other people recognizing the good that you're doing. But be careful, because that's not how I want you to live. If he said that, I don't think they would have talked about bread, and I don't think the disciples would have really been confused. But Jesus chooses to use a symbol. He chooses to use an everyday object like bread and attach such significance to it and importance. And we see again, as he refers back to the feeding of the 5 and the 4,000, I don't think the point is how much was left at the end, but the point was that it was multiplied and that he took bread. It's utterly normal. And gave it a significance. He took the mundane, the normal, the worldly, and he made it extraordinary. And I think bread is significant too. This morning we're going to break bread together. And it represents Jesus' body. Jesus is the bread of life. And I suppose I'm mixing my sources slightly. But here Mark talks about bread. And Paul later on describes the community of God, the church, as the body of Christ. So when Jesus breaks bread and says, this is my body, there is a link between that bread and us. We are the body of Christ in the same way that bread represented the body of Christ. So I think from this story where Jesus is talking about bread and saying, look how I've taken the mundane and made it extraordinary, I will do the same in you. I will do the same in you, because you are my bread, you are my body. So I just invite you to close your eyes just now. And we'll take a few minutes just to reflect. Imagine yourself as a disciple of Jesus, hearing him speak and longing to keep up and understand. And being confused. Imagine the feeling of being frustrated and of Jesus being frustrated with you. No, I don't understand. Do you not understand? No, I'm sorry, I don't. And now see Jesus turn to you and say, it's okay. I've chosen you. I knew you before you knew me. And I've chosen you to be my disciple. In you, I will do incredible things. Things greater than you can ask for or imagine. Do you not understand that the point is that I'm a man and I'm so much more? And the point is that you are humans, but you are so much more. That's what I want you to understand. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that you care so deeply for us. We thank you that you will provide. Lord, that you broke your body and shed your blood for us. Thank you for the world-changing, life-changing significance that has for us. Father, we give to you ourselves that you might use us. That you might do the miraculous in us. And God, that in you and only in you, we might become extraordinary. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.